Hello. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Tom Lane with Sabbath Bible Study. Satan is our common adversary. He seeks the destruction of everything we know, including God and Jesus Christ. It should come as no surprise to us when he seeks our own destruction. Yet with Satan, as humans, we share a few things in common. Like Satan, we were created by God, and like Satan, we who are called have this focus on God. But as the called, even though there are a few things in common, we are so much different than Satan. For instance, when Satan focuses on God, it's for an entirely different reason than why we focus on God. And when we as humans were created, unlike Satan, we were not created at the height of our glory. When we consider our Creator, we consider an awe that is just beyond our comprehension. There is nothing on earth today we can look to that compares to the glory that belongs to God. We can look around at the world in which we live and see a well-designed planet that brings us changes and seasons and is a planet on which we can find joy and happiness. But there is nothing that we can see on planet Earth that compares to God's glory. For instance, when I see sunrises and the blues, turquoises, and pinks that blend into orange and red in my hometown of El Paso, Texas, I am reminded of the glory of God. But those sunrises are not the glory of God. When Satan considers the Creator, Satan knows the glory of God because he has seen the glory of God for himself and rejected that glory, preferring his own glory, a lesser glory instead. When Satan considers our Creator, because he prefers his own glory over the glory of God, he seeks to overthrow God. He seeks to take over the throne room in heaven and dominate all things spiritual. He wants to overthrow God and crown himself as a God. Isaiah 14, verse 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. When God created Lucifer, Lucifer was not then the adversary Satan the devil. That would come after some time. The Bible doesn't tell us how much time as we reckon time passed, but there was a passage of time. Lucifer was created with ornate beauty and wisdom. Imagine having incredible looks and incredible smarts today. Even today, that combination is seen as a winning combination. And in Lucifer's mind, he began to think of himself as a winner, never considering that he was created as a result of the mind of God, and not because he was special of and by himself. When God created Lucifer, God gave just about everything to Lucifer, including looks and smarts. Beyond that, if Lucifer walked as a person down the street today, we would probably think of Lucifer as extremely rich because God gave him so many precious gems and metals. People today would take note of Lucifer because of his looks and pay attention because of his smarts. Lucifer would soon be the attention in this world, a person around whom everyone would want to be. What we look at as humans does not compare to the righteousness that is God. And Lucifer, who knew not only the glory of God, but came face to face with the righteousness that is God, lost sight of the righteousness of God because he was blinded by the shiny reflections bouncing off the precious gems and metals he was wearing. What was created became more and more important to Lucifer until he worshiped the creation rather than the Creator. And because the part of the creation he was most interested in, himself appeared to him to be shinier and brighter than what he thought he saw in God, he allowed himself to become corrupted by who he was instead of ascribing to be the righteousness that is God. And this is when Lucifer became Satan. Ezekiel 28, verse 11. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyre, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest up the sum, full of wisdom, and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardius, topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God. I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities. By the iniquity of thy traffic, therefore, will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. All they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more. Lucifer became Satan, a common adversary of God and for all who seek God's righteousness. While we see Lucifer described as Satan by the Bible, we don't know if Satan still thinks of himself as Lucifer. Because we read of continued efforts by Satan to seize control of the universe, I think he probably does still see himself as Lucifer, and in his depraved mind, he still sees his attempt to overthrow God and the righteousness of God as the right thing to do, even though it's all based in wickedness. Because Satan seeks the destruction of God to seize control of the universe to fulfill his warp mind, he also seeks the destruction of those who are God's, including all the angels who have remained loyal to God and all the people who have the opportunity for salvation. God and the loyal angels will prevail in all spiritual battles, and when it comes to us on this planet, Satan seeks our complete and total destruction. Peter warns us of this warped desire and tells us it is with faith we resist Satan and through grace that God will bring us to eternal life. 1 Peter 5, verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Since the time when Lucifer's mind became corrupt and he became Satan the adversary, he has sought the destruction of God, the loyal angels, and all who have the potential of salvation. It was no different for the first people on earth as it is for us today. Satan embodied a snake in the Garden of Eden and used his intelligence to fool Eve. Eve knew that she and Adam were not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and that if they did, they would die. Satan used what God told them to get them to eat of that tree, and since that time, we have lived in a world of good and evil that defines good by what it knows as evil. Satan did not use his understanding to help Adam and Eve. Genesis 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. We who believe are aware of the constant fight between good and evil that stems from that fateful decision made so long ago. There are so many people who do not believe, and their minds have been blinded by Satan, who is the god of this world. And he has done that so that they will not even have the occasion to hear the message about Jesus Christ, which could lead them to salvation. Because Satan seeks to hide the truth about Jesus Christ, we cannot also hide that truth. We must make the message about Jesus Christ available. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 1. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. But we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. There are many ways how Satan seeks to deceive people. With Adam and Eve, it was a deception of words, and for us today, we need to be mindful of those who, through deceit, pretend to be apostles of Christ when they are vile people. Even Satan knows to transform himself into an angel of light, so it should come as no surprise to us when people who falsely claim to represent Jesus Christ are evil and vile people. Satan pretends to be something he is not to gain favor and trust from others. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 7. Have I committed an offense in abasing myself that ye might be exalted, because I have preached to you the gospel of God freely? I robbed other churches, taking wages of them to do you service. And when I was present with you and wanted, I was chargeable to no man. For that which was lacking to me, the brethren which came from Macedonia supplied. And in all things I have kept myself from being burdensome unto you, and so will I keep myself. As the truth of Christ is in me, no man shall stop me of this boasting in the regions of Achaia. Wherefore, because I loved you not, God knoweth. But what I do, that I will do, that I may cut off occasion from them which desire occasion, that wherein they glory, they may be found, even as we. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Everything Satan does has a common goal, to harm as many people as possible with the goal of spiritually killing people. He wants as few people as possible to be saved. Satan is the father of lies, and he is the father of murder. He will lie so harm and death will come to many. John 8, verse 42. Jesus said unto them, If God were your Father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my word? You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do not you believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. Jesus Christ came in part to destroy what Satan does. Every lie and murder can be attributed to Satan, and Jesus seeks to undo those evils. That's one of the reasons why truth is so important to Jesus, because truth fights lies. That's one of the reasons why love is so important to Jesus, because love is far removed from what is needed to murder somebody. 1 John 3, verse 7. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that ye have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Because of Jesus, we have a better way available to us. That includes access to eternal life through Jesus Christ. We accept what Satan so long ago rejected. Satan, who rejected God and sought to snuff out Jesus Christ at every stage of his human life, is no longer in a place to be reconciled with God. We have a different and much better opportunity available to us, and because of this different and much better opportunity, we are told to seek first the kingdom of God and God's righteousness. When Satan sought to become like God by overthrowing him and seizing control of the universe, we instead are told to seek God's righteousness along with the kingdom of God. We seek, knowing there is nothing we will ever do to forcibly try and take it from God as Satan tried to do. We yield ourselves to the authority of God and await the yet future time when the kingdom of God will be given to us. Matthew 6, verse 24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. He cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? Why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Therefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take, therefore, no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Satan was created as Lucifer with good looks and smarts, and with so many precious metals and gems that he would be considered wealthy. Jesus came into this world as a common person with average looks, so nothing about his appearance would be the reason to pay attention to him. There was a huge variance between how Lucifer appeared and how Jesus the man appeared. Isaiah 53, verse 1. Who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Similarly, with each of us, there is nothing special and great about most of us that should cause people to want to follow us. Paul made clear in Corinthians that God mostly called the foolish things of this world to confound the mighty, because God does not want the focus to be on the people of faith, but on Jesus Christ, who through God gave us access to wisdom, righteousness, holiness, and salvation. We glory in no person, and glory in God through Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 26. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. For God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised, hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Satan seeks our destruction, the destruction of all who believe, and even those who might one day believe. We do not seek the destruction of others, but seek our mutual support and comfort, and we rely on each other, not as a source of selfish gain, but to build up each other spiritually. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 6. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that, whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do. Satan is the father of lies, and we are to speak truth with those who believe and those who do not believe. We do not lie because we speak the truth. We also are careful with the words we speak, because when we say something, we want our words to strengthen and build up others. We do not want our words to destroy and tear down others, like Satan would do. Ephesians 4, verse 25. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Paul reminded the Ephesians that we need to come to the unity of the faith, and that we do that not by repeating lies and deceitful language, but by speaking the truth in love. As we speak the truth in love, we can spiritually mature and become like Jesus Christ, having his mind and character. Satan would believe he could overthrow God in Jesus Christ and make everyone be like him. We believe of the need to reach higher, to become like God in Jesus Christ, knowing we will always yield to them. Ephesians 4, verse 7. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, but is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working and the measure of every part, maketh increase to the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Because we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, we will not be defeated by this world. We will overcome it through faith. There is nothing that Satan can put before us that of and by itself will prevent us from overcoming this world. Overcoming is not a once-and-done kind of activity. We will be overcoming for the rest of our life. The key is, we never surrender to sin, because when we surrender to sin, we have been conquered by sin, and instead of overcoming, we have been overcome. 1 John 5, verse 1. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Only those who are drawn by God the Father can come to Jesus Christ. When we see people who live their life in opposition to what Jesus taught, it does not mean they are right, even if what they believe is steeped in what society sees as morally correct. There are many whom we might encounter who are not at this time called. Their time of calling will come at a later time. While Satan seeks our destruction and the destruction of all who are called, Satan will also seek to set at odds all who do not know Jesus Christ. John 6, verse 41. The Jews then murmured at him because he said, "I am the bread which came down from heaven." And they said, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it that he then saith, I come down from heaven?" Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, "Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day." Paul told the Romans that all things work together for good for those who love God and who are called according to his purpose. Even though Satan seeks our destruction, there is nothing Satan can do without God's consent. Because if God is for us, not even Satan stands a chance when he is against us. Romans 8, verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Satan will not give up on his quest to overthrow God. He still thinks he is right. God is wrong. Instead of accepting he was created by God, he seeks to defeat and replace God. The book of Revelation speaks of a war in heaven that results in Satan being cast down to earth. And we who believe are told that we overcome Satan by the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, by the word of our testimony, which is based on truth, and by not valuing the physical life we have more than the spiritual life to come. Revelation 12, verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought, and his angels, and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time." John reminds us of the need to love one another. It is when we love each other in the faith that God lives through us and his love is perfected in us. With this perfect love, we do not fear. 1 John 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. The love that we have through the Holy Spirit will lead us to take action to benefit others. No longer will our life be a life just about us. When we see others in need, and as we are able to help, we will help without regard to whom we are helping. Matthew 25, verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in? Or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in, naked, and ye clothed me not, sick and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or athirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. When we consider the struggle between Satan and the faithful, we know that Satan seeks to destroy the faithful by having us butt heads with one another. We know he also seeks to destroy us by making this world who does not know Jesus Christ seem like a better place to be. Instead of doing what Satan would have us do, we resist Satan, knowing Satan will flee from us. James 4, verse 1. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? Ye lust and ye have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, Know ye not that the friendship of this world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do you think the Scripture saith in vain, The Spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy, but he giveth more grace? Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Satan was created as Lucifer, having looks and smarts, and with so many precious gems and medals, he would look rich today. Lucifer forgot that he was created and owed everything to God, and to this day, as Satan seeks to overthrow God and seize control of the universe, he seeks the death and destruction of all who are of God. We were created as frail humans, and like Jesus, there is nothing special about any of us that should give us a big ego. When Satan seeks to overthrow God and seize control of the universe, we first seek the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, yielding ourselves to the glory of God. Thank you for joining us today. God willing, we'll get together next time on the Sabbath. Until then, thank you for joining us today.